Best dessert to splurge on when traveling. Like maybe peach cobbler.
Peach cob might be kind of nice.
Iowa creme brulee.
Yeah, that me and Tyler had a shared romantic creme brulee.
It's a small dish.
Were you on the peach cobbler episode?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so he didn't get the peach cobbler bit.
Yeah. He'll okay. He's got
I'll go listen. I'm a patron.
I was gonna try and work on a peach gobbler joke, but couldn't think of anything.
Actually, that sounds like a name of one of our patrons.
I was just gonna say that.
Peach gobbler.
What the fuck?
Well, no.
Me and Tyler shared a nice creme brulee, but we actually got two desserts. We had a case of the fuck it's.
Yep.
And I like getting cheesecake. It's more so not like when I'm on vacation. It's more so just like if I go to a nice restaurant, like me and Anna are a date, we'll share a slice of cheesecake.
Yeah.
A fucking sucker for a cheesecake.
Because cheesecake's good even if you just buy it from the grocery store. It's like,
it's hard to mess up cheesecake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That creme brulee was good.
It was the best creme brulee I've ever had.
What's in a creme brulee?
It's like a egg pudding. Whites.
It's like a creme.
I think it's egg whites. We make it like once a quarter. Well, my wife makes it like once a quarter at home. I do get to take I do get to take the torch though, and I get to torch the sugar on top.
Okay. That's the fun part.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think creme brulee is what it is if you don't torch the top.
No, definitely not.
Oh yeah. Then it's just like vanilla pudding.
So so you sprinkle sugar on the top and then you like it's just burnt sugar. That's how it gets that color.
I remember my mom bought a mini torch just because she went through a creme brulee phase.
Wow.
She got like the little dishes. She got the little torch.
Yep.
She made them once a week for 2 months and then we never saw that.
Yeah. Then it made its way out to the grill.
Then it just became like that's where you put your ranch in. Yeah. The creme brulee dish.
That's a great ranch book. You can get a whole wing in that.
Oh, yeah.
I just had ranch in a creme brulee cup last night.
Hell yeah.
Whoa. So,
Matrix.
Spot on.
No matter how this goes down, you guys want to maybe get some creme brulee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is creme brulee French?
Sounds French.
It's got to be. It's got a conocente, which is accent mark in Spanish.
Je mange un creme brulee.
Croissant.
Señor Montplaisir, oui, oui.
Señor. That was a hybrid.
Señor. Is Señor French?
Yeah, it's spelled different, though. It's Signore.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, Signor.
Yep.
Oh.
I don't think you pronounce the G. It's like your drop
Signor.
Signor.
Ryan, what's your go-to dessert when you're traveling?
I'm a big cookies and ice cream type of guy. I usually like to stay away from the lava cake is a little bit too much for me.
A little too lava-y?
A little too much.
A lava cake to me is like something you have at home, like have when you're going out at home.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a lava cake if I'm in fucking Milwaukee with Barons at a sushi restaurant.
Right, I think you should next time.
Well, lava cake too is very popular. Domino's is one of like their signature desserts now.
Yeah. Yeah. I've ordered it a time or two.
Yep. I'm sure it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You just burn the shit out of your mouth.
Yeah. Well, it gets time to cool off in the car ride over.
That's true. And a Nissan Altima.
Yep.
Yeah. I do like I like ice cream in a dessert though. It really doesn't have to be cookies and ice cream. It can just be ice cream with anything else.
When was the last time you guys sat down and ate a bowl of ice cream?
I ate it right out of the tub.
Same thing.
Yeah. Pretty recently. Becca's a big ice cream head.
We won't get a pail of ice cream and scoop it and put chocolate on it. We just get the pints of Ben and Jerry's eat that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yep. That's what we do as well. I never had ice cream really. I mean, like obviously occasionally as a kid, but I was not an ice cream guy. I meet Becca and we have ice cream once a week.
Oh, yeah, we noticed. Yeah.
Thanks.
So mean.
No, I feel like you've gotten into good shape this summer.
I thought I could have swore it was maybe 2 to 3, 4 times a week.
Yep.
Tyler.
Yep.
I think we call that baby weight.
Mm-hmm. I gotta burn it off.
The only gripe with the Ben and Jerry's ice cream, though, is it is fucking expensive.
Yeah, and it's you don't get much of it.
Yeah, it's like one pint is like $7.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you get like a gallon of ice cream for like $3?
Yeah, but it's shittier.
Yeah, but.
You're paying for all the candy bits in there.
Yeah.
I mean, but with the gallon bucket ice cream, though, gives it a way better chance to get freezer burnt.
Yeah.
You know, that's the extra flavor that you get 6 months down the road.
I will eat freezer burn ice cream.
I will, but I won't like it.
I'll like it. That's the ice cream I put on, like, if you have apple crisp or cake or something. That's the ice cream I put
on it. Mask it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking apple crisp and ice cream.
The fuck?
No, that's just when I hear that word, that's just how I internalize that. Apple that word. It's another word I don't like.
Crisp?
Apple crisp.
What do you got against crisp?
I'm with you, Ryan. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it like.
Do you like apple crisp or do you like peach gobbler better?
I'm more of a gobbler. So
clip that. Jared, what kind of dessert you rolling with?
I don't know. I do like molten lava cake. It is good.
That's different than lava cake. Molten lava cake is different.
Way different. Well, that one's got so there's a hot fudge in the inside, but then they have the hardened chocolate drizzle on the outside.
Mm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Essentially.
So you're going molten lava cake?
I do like molten lava. Or like sherbet. I don't know if that's not really like.
You know what fucking ice cream slaps that I would never have at home, but I get at hibachi restaurants is the green tea ice cream.
Yeah.
Green tea.
Never had it.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Very.
You know, when you're a kid, you're like, I don't want green tea. Ew. And then I tried it once when I got older. I was missing out all these years.
Well, there's like, what are the nuts they put in there?
I don't know, but it is good.
It is good.
They also have a red bean.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Red bean.
Red bean ice cream is also really good at restaurant.
That's what I'm getting at the hibachi grill.
Yeah. I would agree, though. Green tea is very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people treat that like they do pistachio ice cream.
I've never had it.
I haven't either. But I feel like they're both green.
Yeah.
And they both don't look very appetizing. But one of them is, at least. So the other's got to be, too, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Never had any of them.
Same boat as mint.
Mints.
Mint is also green. I don't like the mint ice cream, though. I do.
Shamrock shakes. Like
what?
He said he didn't like it. I do.
Well, I was so going, because I was it's not really green tea ice cream.
Yeah, no, it's not. Definitely not.
Both leaves, though.
Yeah.
Both are leaves.
Both can be brewed into teas.
Mm-hmm.
Pistachios are grown on leaves as well. So.
Are they?
I don't know.
Are they a fruit, then?
They are not. Seeds.
Oh, okay.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcherRadio.